Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It's incredible to think about things. Like, I used to be so...
You are right. It's incredible to think about things.
Welcome. Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate with me, your host, Selena Spookoo, and...
Call me Chris.
And...
Haley and Kendra.
Yay!
Okay, so you're used to just saying like me and one other person here. Well, I got all my baddest bitches up in this shit today. They are here from faraway lands, but they came to see little old me for spooky season.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're we love you. We love you or something.
Actually, I think Kendra came for all the changing leaves.
Yeah.
It looks like fire outside.
It does. It's crazy what the trees can actually manage to do in this area, but the one outside the cottage is like...
It's very impressive. Yeah. We're like so
put my face in it.
Yeah.
Can we all make our best?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you go first.
I'm laughing too much.
Oh! So that's your little, that's how a sexy ghost says boo.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are on the spooky podcast. It's spooky fucking season.
Yeah.
First start, I need to know, I know Kendra's not a big scary movie watcher, but what is everyone's favorite scary movies?
I like the new Michael Myers.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. What?
Really the last one?
No. I think there's three.
Yeah.
But the second one.
Really, really good.
The second one. It was so good.
It's in the cottage.
It's really... You haven't watched it?
I probably have. I've seen all of them.
This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I've seen every... Like, if a scary movie comes out, this bitch has seen it real quick.
Same. It's really
good.
Even if
it's the shittiest piece of shit, I'll still watch it.
Yeah. I love that D-level.
You know what
horror.
I watched? It's gory. Not like... Well, it's not scary. It's more of a thriller, but Black Phone.
Oh, LA. So they flew me out to see it at the premiere.
Oh, okay. Yes. And, yes. That's
but you know what's crazy? They had us do an escape room the next day for them to film, and it was the Black Mirror guy, and it was so immersive. I felt like I was in the movie.
Watch it. It's really, really good.
It's not scary. It's
not
good.
It's like a thriller. It's not like Kendra's like immediately no. Like just that. Like it's beautifully act. The acting and the writing is amazing.
Whenever I see movies like that, I'm like, yeah, I want to be an actress.
So
yeah.
Let me look up the entire plot line, and then I'll watch it.
Yeah. First, I have to know everything that's going to happen,
worth watching.
And then I'll watch
100%.
Yeah. Some jumps. There's a couple jumps.
I've watched one scary movie in my entire life, and
which
I like...
One? What?
I shook, and I cried. It was horrible.
Which one?
Okay. I'm Not Afraid of the Dark. Is that what it's called? It's like these freaky little thingies, and they like crawl up, and they're like the Tooth Fairy, but they're like...
It's like a... What? Does the movie have a bunch of different things in it? Like a bunch of different stories?
That's very specific.
Oh! You're... Is it the one with Robert De Niro and Bailey something, little girl?
It is. There's a little girl in it. Yeah.
That's
and
not
at the end,
scary.
At the end, they like grab the woman and they grab her by the legs and they and her legs break backwards.
So what is it that scares you?
What's the reflection movie? The mirrors?
Oh, Oculus.
I think it's called Mirrors.
Really good.
You watch Mirrors? Like, their reflection.
No.
Like, literally, I watched the Mirrors 1 and Mirrors 2. I think it's Mirror 1 and Mirror 2.
Okay.
And the girl literally, she's watching her reflection, and she grabs the bottom of her jaw and rips her face open. And it actually happens to her in real life.
Immediately, no. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. There's a guy that literally, his reflection cut his Achilles.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are fucked.
I think I know what you're talking about. That's very Nightmare on Nightmare.
I feel like I know what movie you're talking about, but I can't
remember. Yeah, I think there's another movie like that, too.
So your scariest movie is that one.
I've only watched one scary movie my entire life. It was that one. I shook and I cried. It was, yeah, and so I haven't watched a scary movie.
But have you ever watched scary movies in like a group setting?
No. I was with one other person and I was terrified. I've also, okay. I couldn't even watch The Black Swan. And it has like lesbian shit in it.
What is it that's, what is it that fucks you up when it comes to horror movies?
It's fake. Mila. Does it suspense me?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like the like build up, I'm like, I'm gonna have a heart
You just need to know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I watch them alone all the time.
But I watched I love it. Real crime where they like smash a guy's face with the door until his head falls off.
And you're like, I love that.
He deserved that. Fuck him. You know?
Interesting.
You need to watch like a horror movie where they kill the bad guys.
Yes, I could do that. Yeah. If the good guys win.
That probably exists.
Okay.
What's your favorite horror movie?
There's too many. I really I appreciate cinema. I appreciate writing. I appreciate acting. Like, I loved Hereditary. I love, it's like, it's it was so well shot.
Adventures in the Ghostland. Have you seen that?
No.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That was a good one. I'm
trying to think of other ones that are, I mean, I love so many. Like the old Exorcist, The Omen.
All Do they used to have, really like when The Exorcist came out, it was like the scariest movie that had ever been put out in the world, which today's standards is not scary at all.
No. Baby.
They had ambulances outside the movie theaters.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was really serious.
What? People had heart attacks
People
watching
weren't
it.
Used to watching that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sure at the height of religion as well, that it was like...
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Even like Harry Potter, you know? There's a lot of people that couldn't even watch Harry Potter because it was witchcraft.
Yeah, exactly. The Golden Compass. I don't know if you guys know what that is. Yes, that's one of my favorite book series. I read all the books.
And they were like, no.
They went to make the movie. They only made a movie of the first half of the first book, and they couldn't even finish it because all the churches were like, that's witchcraft, you can't watch it.
Yeah.
It's got witches.
What?
Yeah, I love The Golden Compass. That was
so
really
good, right?
I
really
heard of that. That
you should really read it.
Oh, like books? Like amazing fantasy.
I fucking love books.
Yeah,
love
it. Really good.
My God.
She's written a few.
Also, if you're watching this, my merch is now out.
Yes.
So you can get the Haunted Estate merch, SelenaSpookyVideo.com. The book is coming out. It's real soon. Okay. We're weeks off, if that, a week or two. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got really excited. I jack off the air a lot when I'm nervous. But yeah, so something that's really cool is Chris is a spooky bitch like me.
Spooky bitch.
And if you've seen her like first, it was like one of my first podcasts ever. It was like 2 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
Chris was on it and we told some of our ghost stories. Have you had anything weirdly ghostly happening? I know you've moved into a new house since.
No, just with Sam and Colby.
Yo,
dude.
So you had never done ghost hunting, right?
No. That was the first time.
So when shit starts going off.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Validating.
Yeah, because sometimes I watch it before I hung out with them. I'm like, I feel like this is fake a little bit. And then you go and you're like, it's not fake.
No.
It's not
fake. I know. It's insane. Oh. It's insane. Or like, I have had experiences when I was younger. So that's why I was like, okay. Like, this is.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Not Everything's crazy. Good.
Yeah. So spooky shit.
No, I love it. Do you guys have ghost experiences? Anything?
No.
My
None either of you?
So. My grandfather definitely hung around for a year or two after he passed.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah. My mom would feel his presence and then my dog would be looking where she thought he was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like go over and sit. And,
dogs pick up on that shit.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
that's
or like crazy. It was around his birthday. I don't know, it was something to do with birthdays and we were talking about him and the birthday candle went off downstairs and started singing happy birthday.
Oh, actually, I take that back.
Ooh.
Recently, we went to New York, and for some reason, her brother was like, I need to do a protection ceremony with you guys. I don't know why. I just feel like I need to do this. He literally got us out of bed. Like, it was late at night.
He's like, I need to do this. Come downstairs.
And he took us downstairs, and he, you know, put like on the incense, and like I had to stand back to back and like hold hands. And
he did like a circle around us.
Yeah, it was crazy. And he was like, had music on.
Candles, feathers.
And because he has Native American.
Yeah.
And the candle behind him on the mantle, like you could hear it.
He said something specific. What did he say?
Yeah. I'm not
he
even
said,
sure. Oh, you guys are stronger
together. He said, you
guys
are stronger together. And the candle goes, ooh, and we were like,
right?
I was facing away from Kendra and I was like, what was that? And she was like, that was the candle on his.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Is like he got like goosebumps.
Yeah.
He was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Okay. Yeah. Never experienced that before.
So, I was like, all right, okay, we're stronger together.
I guess.
It's crazy the little things that happen. So like what I've seen in this house has been kind of strange. So when we moved in, I saw a man run up the stairs. I thought it was Joel. It was like beside me. Like as I was walking by the stairs, I saw him go up, blue jeans, thought it was Joel. So it's gotten weirder. It's actually the podcast hasn't heard yet. But then I saw him in the living room. Joel brings in one of those mirrors that's behind the desk, sits on that fireplace, and he's like, oh, and he spins around. He's like, I just saw a man behind me for a split second. I'm like, okay, that's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah.
So the places that I've seen him was, it's mainly around those stairs and the loft. So sometimes when Gucci comes upstairs, she will stare down that, like, you know, it's a straight shoot all the way down. Mm-hmm. She will growl. She'll be like, you, she's seeing something.
Yeah. I hate that shit so much, man.
No, it's so scary.
Kevin growls at shit in the middle of the night.
You're like, no, thank you.
I'm moving.
Immediately, no.
Immediately.
But, so I've seen him there. And then, so, like, Adam and I were having, like, this, like, a strict, I don't know if it's an argument, but we were in the kitchen and the jets and that huge tub turned on.
Oh, yeah.
With no water. But recently, so I only see this man in certain areas. I don't see him at all over in, like, the big window area. I don't see him, like, down in this room here. But I've seen him, like, up near the spiral staircase. So,
oh, so Adam I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Well, nothing in there. Nothing in there.
Right.
But no, the weird thing was.
I'm deprived. It's fine.
You're deprived. It's fine.
He can join.
Okay. Can snuggle. Yeah. The ghosts love you. The ghosts love
you. They really do.
He's a blue jean man.
They really do.
Well, when we were moving in, we were told that this house was built around an old house. But then the realtor's like, no, this house was just built in the 70s. So Adam and Joel were pulling up decks and they saw some siding. They followed it around. The places that I've seen this ghost is we mapped out where the old house was, where it was built around. Oh. He's only been within that area.
Interesting.
So he's not in any of the added on areas.
What? He's hanging out in his own clothes.
Yeah. So like, and like, it's never been a bad energy at all. He's just, I feel like when we were first moving in, he was really around. He hasn't been around very much lately. I feel like he was just like checking out. Anytime we start to do some stuff, we'll get like a little thing will happen. But it's not like he's around. But now we're about to start tearing shit down, so like I'm afraid that we're gonna
make it. Well, I don't know, because it was built on top of his shit, so I don't think he'll give a shit, maybe.
Yeah, it's so weird, because the house that was here is very small. It's literally like my bedroom across to right where the loft ends, that wall.
Yeah.
Like that square. So everything on this side, everything on this side, it's all new.
You could just like leave like tiny little gifts, like little stones and like rocks and like kind of.
I think he likes the loft. I was live on TikTok. I'm working on my book. And they're like, who is that? Because you can hear someone fully walking across the loft floor. And I turned my camera. I'm like, it's my ghost. And there was like, recreate the sound. So I went up the stairs and I walked across the loft and made the same sound. Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to help you out with your book.
Well, you know, I like feel he's like just he's
trying
residual.
To hang.
Trauma,
trying to chill.
I think he's residual. Yeah. Because it seems like around the same time of day, like he seems like he's just living his life.
It's his routine.
It's weird.
So does anybody like candy corn?
Fuck candy corn. I just tried it. My YouTube video.
Was that your first time trying it?
YouTube video is out today, which this doesn't.
Yeah. So this goes out Thursday. So go watch it anyways.
I posted it Wednesday.
What's today?
Today's Wednesday. Anyway, I tried candy corn for the first time, or not for the first time, for the second time in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Tasted like shit.
Yeah.
Tasted like shit.
I hate candy corn.
I had
my mom loves candy corn.
I was like, maybe I will. And it just tastes like wax.
Yeah. I fucking love
straight
it.
Straight up candle.
It's like sugar wax.
Sugar wax. Do you remember those little mouths when you were kids that you could wear and they were like the wax mouths and they kind of taste like cherry wax? You're all young.
Were you chewing on candles as a kid?
I found out you weren't supposed to eat them. No.
I remember those vampire teeth gummies.
Yes.
Oh, those are good.
I love those.
I liked the vampire teeth that weren't edible, that were just like plastic. And I just wanted to chew on them.
The glow in the dark ones. I had those ones.
Those would make me gag.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But now I don't have a gag reflex.
They make you
Neither
gag?
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I put on the fist in my mouth.
I couldn't do it.
So excited.
Okay, off camera I may ask to see that.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, watch. Okay, here, I'll show you.
Not your gag reflex. Oh. The fact that she could stick her fist in her mouth.
I don't know
mouth.
How much of it I can get in there, but I'm sure. What the fuck's your alarm for?
Time to go.
Posting something, which I don't need to because I already did. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Ahead of schedule.
Cut that off.
Ahead of schedule. Okay, now a fun question I have for you guys.
Okay.
Aliens. Exist or don't exist?
They have to
exist.
You know,
they have to.
Yeah.
There's so much out there.
They say, so around here online, deep online where we live, there's a lot of weird little Reddit posts about this area.
I actually, you know, has to.
Like,
I actually
aliens.
Have a photo of when we were flying in that there was Ooh. There was something in the sky that was not there. I literally
you would have flown over this area to get to that airport.
I took photos.
I took a picture on the plane and I was like, that's not what that's.
I didn't
it was
even
like
see
pink.
That. Bright pink.
Yeah, it was like or like purplish. Yeah. Because it wasn't the plane.
Aliens.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a ghost cuddle me, and I'm gonna get probed tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
We love
wow.
All the time.
This is like a great trip.
This is great.
But okay, think about it. Think about like all the animals and creatures that exist like in this world.
Yeah.
Like but think about like a sea dragon in the ocean.
Do you ever watch like Planet Earth and you're like,
yes.
Who created that fucking thing?
Oh, the shit
yes.
at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes.
What
oh.
the fuck is that?
Nightmares.
What but are those? Those. Anglerfish?
Yeah,
what the fuck is
but
that?
But again, that we haven't even explored all the ocean.
No, we haven't.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah.
About anglerfish?
Absolutely.
You know the big ones?
Yes.
Those are female, right?
Okay.
The big, really fucking ugly, scary ones. And then the male ones are super, super tiny. How they recreate is that they'll attach to the woman one, and then they'll literally fuse into the female fish, and that's how the sperm gets into her system, and that's how she has eggs.
Does he die?
Do they die?
Yeah, they fucking die. It's just like praying mantis. The praying mantis female will be fucking the male. Sorry.
No, you're good.
And she'll literally start eating its head while they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And the-
yeah. I saw a video on TikTok of a woman who was like, oh my God, I found a praying mantis. Oh my God. And it's she's just chilling there, like cleaning, and there's a whole body with no head
yep.
behind her.
They eat the head.
Yeah.
Why am I turned on a little
right?
bit?
I know. It's kind of hot. Anyway.
I feel like
fun
it's
facts with Chris.
Evolution.
We started at aliens and we ended up at praying mantis.
But they
sex.
Look like aliens. You know?
They
yeah.
do.
And
they
statistically,
do.
Statistically, there's no way that there aren't aliens.
No.
Like that
there can't
it's
be.
Just too vast.
The universe
to
is
my
infinite.
Brain.
Yeah.
I literally want to cry. Like, I can't. This is when I panic. Is when I think about, okay, there's the Earth, then there's space.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't freak you out that we're not even using 20% of our brain?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Can,
you know what?
Think about that.
No, I
literally, the capacity of our brain in general.
I know.
Can you imagine turning that all on? Did you hear that bang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Adam here?
Adam's here.
He's downstairs, though, but that was not downstairs.
That was our, we should come up with a name for him.
That was from the
yeah.
room that I'm
yeah.
sleeping in.
Did you hear that?
Bro.
Yeah, I heard it.
If there's something
dun,
here
dun,
right
dun.
Now, if there's something here right now, can you make an audible noise?
Oh,
that was a knock.
It's like in the closet.
In the closet on the other side of that, where the room I'm sleeping in?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, so, Ethan, I come in peace.
You can just sleep between Adam and I.
You can look at my titties. That's fine. When I'm...
on the big
I know you were
couch.
Watching me in the shower
what?
Earlier
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
I know
See,
you were.
The cabin really is big enough for three.
Yeah.
We'll just all sleep on the loft bed. Just in the big
right?
group.
Yeah. Watch horror movies.
Do you want to? Would you be comfortable watching horror movie or no?
I don't watch one with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you are retreat. I'm sorry.
I know. Well,
I feel like we need to break it into something hard like The Conjuring.
Fuck
Ooh,
me.
I love The Conjuring movies.
I bought the whole seven set DVD
first
of all
the
ones.
See,
oh my
one's
God.
The best.
I'm much.
First one's the best by far. You've seen The Conjuring.
Maybe.
Ooh, no.
I think I went to the movie
you would
theater
know
with.
If you saw it. Yeah, it was a long time ago the first one came out. What, like? 2010, maybe.
Oh God, it was a while. It was a while. A
while ago. I think I was in high school still.
So. I'd have to look at the plotline or like look at the cover and tell.
I feel old.
I don't know how old all of us are again. Let's.
I don't know how old you get. I know how old you are. I don't know how old you are.
I am a mystery age.
She's infinitely
5,268.
She's infinitely 27. I'm infinitely 24.
I could be 40.
You guys can decide on what your age is. I decided this when we first met. I was like, I'm going to stay 24 because I was 24 when we met.
I'll say a bunch of ages and then you guys can guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
24?
Yes.
27?
Smash.
Okay. 31?
Smash.
34?
Smash. Fuck yeah.
37?
No.
42? That was more than 4.
No.
Okay. That was
there's so many. Yeah, so it's one of those.
What do you think it is?
34.
34?
Oh,
no.
Okay,
you,
well,
you're like,
how old do you think I am?
You're making it seem like you're really old, Selena.
I'm going to say 31.
It's one of those. They'll never know. It's no, that's the one thing about me. Yeah, on the internet, nobody fucking knows.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's because you look so young.
Oh, my God, dude. She told me your age the first time. I was like, I thought you were mine, my age. If not,
you're mine. Yeah.
I thought you were mine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm 28, so.
Okay, and you're 24? How old are you?
I don't know. Guess.
24.
No. 26.
We're the same.
Oh, okay. Are you guys the same? Yeah, I'm not. Chris knows my age.
Yeah.
Chris knows my age. I'm not that much older.
No.
Yeah, we could be the older ones.
We're the babies.
Yeah.
I was too old. It's like, Adam is so much older than me. Like, he's like 7 or 8 years older than me. So, like, when people find out his age, you're like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm a baby.
Yeah. Right?
I'm just a baby.
Yeah, I'm just a baby. My God. Okay, now next thing.
Okay.
I've talked about how I've dabbled with mushrooms or whatever. I believe in dimensions. Do y'all believe there are different fucking dimensions? Do you ever see a glitch in the Matrix? Like, when you're doing something, you're like, that was a glitch.
You know, the deja vu thing freaks me out a lot.
Yeah, like, that you die. And deja vu is, like, you check back into your last checkpoint.
Yeah, it's never heard that. That's what, I feel like it's a video game.
Look at her face!
That's literally what I think of. I'm like, oh, somebody, like, fucked up in the simulation where they're playing me, and they're like, oh, fuck, I died, I gotta go back.
And then you go back.
I'm like, wait, have I never thought about that? I think about it too much. It almost makes me less depressed.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, somebody's controlling this. Yeah. I don't need to worry about it.
We never actually die. Or, like, the weird fact that if you were to go out in space and look back at Earth with a telescope, it'd be a different period in time. Like, if you went out far enough and look back, it'd still be medieval times. So it's like, it's, yeah, because of the distance, you could see out. Yeah, so
all time. I love the medieval times.
All time is always going. So, like, no matter what, any period in time, yesterday is still happening. Today is happening. 4 years ago, it could still be happening. Everything is just on a continuing, like, rotation.
I need to be under the influence for this conversation. Yeah.
You know what? Let's get, tonight this we'll all get to the party and we'll all do another podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Okay, part two.
Cut
part
back two. To us like,
okay.
Yeah. Guys, so about guys, those guys, dimensions.
And theory.
Yeah. And mushrooms.
We'll get our theories together. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's incredible to think about things. Like, I used to be so...
You are right. I agree.
It's incredible to think about things.
Yeah, I used to be so scared of death, especially because I saw ghosts. Because, like, growing up, I'd see, like, these, like, tortured fucking people and stuff.
Yeah.
But then I read, like, some books really changed it for me, but I'm losing my train of thought. I'm not as scared.
Yeah. Or sorry.
Because I feel like even if I was gone, I wouldn't be, but I would be. Mm-hmm. But I'd be here, but I'd be gone.
Yeah. I don't think death scares me. I think the feelings that I would leave other people scare me.
Yeah. That's what I... Because, like, Adam and I have had some dark conversations because when he's so sick and I'm like, I'm afraid that, like, I'm going to wake up and you're going to be, like, missing and I'm going to find you, like, in the forest.
Yeah.
He's like, I would absolutely never do that. And he's like, and it's not because, you know, of him. It's because he's like, I can't do that to my parents.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That.
100%. You know what I mean? That's for a lot of people. Like, 100%. That's for me. I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I can't leave my dog.
How many times my dog's just saved me? He's just been looking at me, and I'm like,
you can't die today.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, that Sam and Colby, the video hasn't come out yet, but we were with Sam and Colby.
Yes.
In the mystery house, and somehow the psychic brought up something really dark.
Yeah.
And Chris and I, are like, we got real dark for a second, and I'm like, we don't have a pact or anything. Like, this is gonna be in the video.
And, you know, I'm joking about it lightly because it is a fucking issue for a lot of people. 100%. It is for me, but this is my way to cope. And I know it is for a lot of people, but it's not a joking matter. But you know what I mean.
I feel like
people that know us know that they take it very seriously. But also, you need to be able to joke about it a little lightly because it makes it a little less serious for me.
I feel like joking, like not joking, but being humorous about it, like helps with the stigma behind it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Because when people are like, it's all hush hush. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, I know that back when I was a kid and I tried to do that, like, for me, I had to be, like, funny about it to be able to talk about it.
Yeah,
like,
same.
That's my coping mechanism. Always has been.
Isn't that crazy that we have to bring, like, humor into it to actually, like, have a conversation about it?
Yeah. Which is, it's almost, it's old.
I mean, it's kind of like that for the LGBTQ community, too.
Absolutely.
And it's harder to joke about it and talk about it than not joke about it and not talk about it at all.
The stats, the stats of suicide among the LGBT, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
And it's not talked about.
Yeah.
No.
Awful.
Yeah. That's why we promote, like, the Trevor Project, just because it's free.
Tell us about that.
There's so many people that I've used the Trevor Project for, you know?
Like, do you want to tell them how it originated? She knows a story about how it originated.
Oh, my God. You're going to put me on the spot. What if I do it wrong?
It's okay. It's like a pretty vague story.
You know, yeah.
Okay, so from my memory, there were
some wonderful people who created a musical or a play based around a LGBTQ plus kid named Trevor. And he was suicidal and he was dealing with being queer and being bullied and dealing with a whole bunch of stuff. And they put it on. And then people started coming to them and saying, hey, I have a Trevor in my life. How do I help them? Where do I send them? Aww. And they were like, oh shit, I don't know. Yeah. So they created the Trevor Project.
Yeah.
That's and great. It's super inclusive. It's 24/7. They have counselors. Amazing. I mean, yeah, they have specialized people that deal with people of color.
Yeah. People who are trans.
Yeah.
Like, so that's amazing. Especially because, like, you know, a lot of people come to us with, like, a lot of, like, advice. Yeah. But, you know, how can we give proper advice to someone that's trans when we never experienced those?
Yeah.
Also, like, we're not before. Professionals. You know, like, I can give you generalized advice.
Yeah.
Like, as another human being on this planet.
Exactly. Yes.
I can't, you know,
you can be there for comfort, but not necessarily.
We have lots of people that have the Trevor Project on a tab.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because a lot of the time, too, it's a responsibility thing. Because it's like, what if I say the wrong thing? And, like, you know what I mean? It leads to thing. But no, I'm so thankful for, like, those, like, crisis lines and the Trevor Project and stuff. Because, like, I feel like lately, especially because, like, everything that's going on in social media with different influencers right now, and they've been, like, really being able to talk about how they've been struggling and stuff, but, like, people, like, we spend our life in the limelight. Like, we're, like, people that are watched a lot. And, like, I feel like sometimes we have to act a lot stronger than we are. Mm-hmm. So, like, knowing, talking about it and being like, yeah, I've called it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's, like, so important to be like, this was a bad night. This is, you know what I mean?
Or unplug will need, like, a mental day.
We have our therapists.
We openly talk about how we both go to therapy.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Even before we got married, we went to marriage counseling.
Yeah. And, like, I remember what the fuck is wrong?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all.
No, but that's really good. That's really good.
What is that called? Reverend? Mm-hmm. Efficient?
Yes.
Required it. Was like, I'm not going to marry somebody unless I'm sure that you guys have talked about these things.
But because we did that therapy, I felt like it was much more special because she got to know us. And, like, we got to talk about things that, like, we've talked about before, but we had to, like, revisit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, kids and, like, finances and, like,
important shit. Yeah. Really important.
The little
shit.
Things. So people get so caught up in life and love that they don't think about, like, okay, what's your religion? Do you want kids? See, are you a spender or saver?
That's why I'm going to be perpetually single, which is fine.
Because you think about the important things?
Yeah.
Like, I've known you for two weeks. When are we getting married?
No.
Ugh.
I'm just extremely realistic, and I'm also a
don't
child
waste your
of
time.
Three divorces, so like
three
that makes me marriage and all that stuff. I think that'll it's great it. For other people and like kids and all that. I don't know. Probably take the right person, but like, yeah, I'm just very realistic.
Well, you want to make sure too, like when you see people, you want to like make sure your views line up, right?
Yeah, and I have commitment issues.
really?
I can't even get a tattoo, mate. Like, I'm gonna.
Yeah, you have
it
none.
A day. No, because I know I'll hate. But that's the thing for me too. Like, I'll paint, and then like once I do that painting, it'll be like a week later, and I'll paint over because I fucking hate it.
So, and then in like 2 weeks, are you like, fuck, I miss it?
So being a creator is good though for you.
No, so that's the problem. To all my exes, I don't miss you. I know I made the right choice. You're great, but it's
can I say same?
I get tired of stuff fast, so I know it'll take like a certain person or something like that, which is fine. But like I'm not in a rush to find that person.
And that's important. Being comfortable just like vibing is so
I need
good.
To be okay with myself.
That person might be you. Like you may just 100%. Be chill.
Yeah,
you can fuck you.
I have many times best fuck I've ever had. Obviously. Anyway, no, but you need to be okay with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I always say that to people and I preach it, and then I like go home and I'm like, I'm not okay. And I'm still not okay, so I need to figure that out first.
Yeah. But that's good that you can say that because so many people are like, no, I'm good, man. I'm fine.
Took
I'm great.
A lot of therapy.
I'm one of those people where like it takes a lot. How many times have you seen me like fully break down? Like probably not many.
I think it's once a week where at like 2 a.m. I snap her and I'm like, I can't do it no more, baby. I was like, I need to tell you this, so
and I'm like, and then it's like so much longer. Like 8 hours later, I open it.
Like, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah, she opens it after.
Like a day later.
After you've reconciled it?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm fine now.
No, we had a conversation about this. Sometimes who you are in the middle of the night.
So different.
Is so different. Like a whole different person.
Fuck that bitch.
I saw something probably on TikTok that all of your worries come out at night, and so if you're feeling bad about yourself at night, know that it's not the reality.
Yes.
You just need to go to bed.
No,
you exactly.
Need to take some sleep
exactly.
Pills.
And that's even like we both, if we send each other those snaps, we literally are, I'm snapping her and I'm talking myself, me like, I know it's nighttime. I know this isn't me.
And she's also like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fine. I'm just going to eat an edible and it'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. I remember a few weeks ago, I was out like in my forest and that's probably the most I've ever worked out. Yeah. And I was like, I'm like, bro, I can't. And I'm just out in the forest. I went out and I screamed. Have you guys ever done that?
Good. 100%.
Yeah. Do it here.
Yeah. 100%.
No one can hear you.
We'll do it tonight.
My neighbors down the line, they might be like, is everything good? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm just yelling.
Nobody can hear you scream. Fucked up. We'll make a podcast and then we'll go scream in the woods. Yeah.
There's a thing, it's called TRE. I think it's like trauma release, like exercise or energy. Mm-hmm. But it's this idea that like whenever you're like think about like fight or flight. And then like the third stage of fight or flight is freeze. Mm-hmm. Like that energy that's created in your body goes somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it creates trauma.
Yes.
So if you can get outside and scream and shake.
It does. Like, after they like press, they use like press therapy and like press their chest.
Yeah. No. So think about like animals, like a deer that's being like chased.
Yeah.
Like by like, you know, so like something that's about to eat it.
Yeah.
Like studies show that like afterwards, 30 minutes afterwards, the deer will like vibrate for like absolutely. An hours. And it's so that energy is releasing from the animal's body. So like the fact that we've been like taught, you know, like having like a tantrum as like a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually like us releasing that energy.
Yes.
Because it's not going to hold on to it. It'll cause later down the road, it'll cause like actual physical
but
problems.
It's a survival thing too. Like, I've like so many like instances where I've almost been like in a car crash and then I'm like fucking wired for like 10-20 minutes after because
you just
I'm like
need to go and scream. You need to. You just need to go and scream.
Screaming
and like
in my
shake.
Car is the best. Or
and just like move.
Singing, screaming, like just like belting it out.
Yeah. Just
terribly.
It feels so good.
That's why it's therapeutic.
It is very
we need to do all that shit.
Can we just go down? Now that I started boxing, fuck, it's the best therapy ever. I can just beat the fuck out of you. Too.
Where so do
you
watch your mouth.
Someone have a pin? Can I sign up for that? Yeah. Listen, I have great grappling skills.
We need to like, rings up for you.
We need to do some witchy shit.
That means something
some
else in the lesbian world, Chris.
I
know what that means.
Okay. Well, honestly, guys, I feel like we're just ready to go now. So we're going to go toot around my town. Do some party things, scream in the woods, do some witchcraft, be weird, and talk about dimensions.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you're not following everyone here, it's going to be linked down below. Go and do it. Yeah. Get my birch, buy the book. Get my birch.
Get
your birch.
Buy my tits.
Get her merch.
What?
Get the birch, buy the milk.
Yeah.
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 Is there a 2-for-1 special on the tits?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'm going
to
too.
It's a
bow deal.
It's a bow gown in my butthole. Well, guys, don't forget, in closing, as always, never make a permanent decision over a temporary feeling. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Life is a roller coaster, and you're going to keep going forward. So stay with us. We love you. And see you on the next episode of The Haunted Estate.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.